Proclamation number 6388, dated the October 30th, 1955. Indication of natural events. I send my word everywhere, and I also know the right ways and means so that willing people will gain possession of spiritual knowledge which originates from me. For I know who is willing to listen to me, and truly, everything is possible for me, even that I dress them myself in a way that is beneficial for them. But I also consider those who are completely devoid, who have not yet felt the desire for my word, who go along without thinking of me, who only see the world and its commodities. I convey my word to them as well. They, too, are addressed by me time and again, yet so unobtrusively that they indeed can but do not have to hear me. First their will has to be aroused to hear something from different spheres than their own. But time and again such incentives occur through conversations, books, world events or personal adversity and misfortunes. Then the human being will be able to turn his thoughts into the right direction, into infinity, towards me, into spiritual spheres, and depending on his will he shall also be nourished. Thus do not believe that I will deny my loving help to anyone. Do not believe that any human being will have to survive without my gift of grace. I take care of everyone, yet the result is the affair of the human being's own free will. But my word will be heard all over the world, since I only ever need a willing earthly child with an open heart which can receive the truth directly from me. And then it will also pass this truth on, because I know which people are receptive and will bring my earthly children together wherever a small improvement can be expected. And messengers of light will always distribute the truth wherever they are. And they will all proclaim the same truth because they are my missionaries who will appear everywhere and in all nations during the last days. No famished soul will have to remain without strength and no longing heart will need to stay empty. And I direct everything, I govern heaven and earth after my will, and I take care of every single living creation and provide it with every possibility to become happy. I awaken true preachers everywhere to whom my spirit imparts what to say and who are so sincerely devoted to me that I am also able to work through my spirit. Success can be noted everywhere, but there will also be people everywhere who will deny every access to their hearts, who will indeed also hear my words but reject them completely and will therefore be unable to experience any effect. Yet they, too, have been addressed and will continue to be addressed until the end of their life, because I will try until the hour of death that their souls shall still find me during their earthly life. Indeed, countless people are still distant from me and won't try to reduce this distance either, yet I love and care for them to the same extent, because I want to regain all my living creations and thus won't give up on any of them until their last hour has come. Yet I will not infringe upon their freedom of will. Nevertheless, what my gentle efforts cannot achieve, what my word is unable to accomplish, can still be possible through unusual natural events, where people will have no other option but to give themselves up or to take refuge in a power which is so great that it can help. The acknowledgement of this power is already a step forward, and the call of a person in need will be heard by me and he will be saved from eternal ruin. My voice rings out everywhere, it can be heard gently and aloud, and everyone can feel himself addressed by me. Everyone can receive blessings and awaken to life by just being willing and taking notice of my voice. For my love wants to redeem, it wants to give itself away and bestow life on all who are still subject to death. Amen.